Igniting Souls audio blog with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner.
Episode 20, 25 tips to help you speak better in public. This episode's brought to you by Author Academy Elite. 82% of people want to write a book. 99% of people never will. Author Academy Elite gets you going. It is the premier writing, publishing, and marketing experience. It's 12 months of coaching with me, and we take care of everything. If you want to find out more and get your free lesson, go to authoracademyelite.com, and we'll get you going there. We are talking about public speaking. You guys know the drill. What do they say? Most people would rather die than speak in public. Look, it's going to happen. One of these days, you're going to get asked to do a speech, a toast, a seminar, a workshop. And I know a lot of us want to. We want to do this. Because I believe that we have a message inside us. And I believe you want to get this out to the public. I mean, most people would love to go from day job to dream job, to get paid to write, speak, coach, consult, share their passion with others. Not everybody listening to this podcast, but most of you. So you're going to do public speaking at some time in your life. And just to share the quick story, I was so scared of public speaking. In fact, some of you know my story. I grew up with a stuttering problem. And so I was the kid in school who stammered. When I was asked to speak or read in class, I absolutely hated it. I was a perfectionist. And I believe that any type of mistake was unacceptable. So I put so much pressure on myself and I fell into stammering. And as a result, I just gave up speaking because I didn't want to get made fun of. And so my parents took me to a speech therapist. And through some prayer, some scripture, through some speech therapy, I eventually got to the point where I began to speak. And liked it. I love to express myself like most people do. But I'll tell you what, it kept lingering in the back of my head all growing up. And I remember the school play senior year after wrestling season. I went out for the school play. My friends were in it. And the year before I had done the same thing, no problems, had a speaking role, not a problem whatsoever. But one day before practicing the lines, I just got it in my head that I needed to nail this line. I couldn't mess up. My team was counting on me, the rest of the cast members, and I put so much pressure on myself that when it became time for me to stand up and do my lines, I froze. And I didn't freeze because I forgot. I froze because I psyched myself out. And I remember running off the stage crying. Here I was, an 18-year-old state qualifier for wrestling, and I was bawling, and I said, I'm never going to speak again in public. And that's the covenant I made with myself, and now I speak publicly and professionally. So God has a sense of humor, and all I'm saying is that here are my 25 tips. Two of them came in through readers, listeners like you. I had a LinkedIn post the other day, 23 tips, and I asked for other tips, and two people wrote in. I thought they were so great. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Brian. And if you find a 26, 27, 28 tip, email me. Shoot me a line. Post below. Find out. Send a smoke signal. Because I wanna get better, and I want to include you, and I love it that this podcast community is growing. This audio blog, and it's a blast. So let's jump into it because we only have about 5 minutes. So here you go. Number one, anxiety is just your body's way of getting prepared. Invite it, don't fight it. Number two, people don't know your script. Therefore, there is no such thing as messing up. Number three, you are now the perceived expert on your topic. Don't try and prove it. Show it. Number four, make your audience the star of the show.
not yourself. Number 5, don't waste words. For example, "Hi, it's great to be here tonight," or "Hello, ladies and gentlemen," or "My name is..." All those are wasted words. People already know what's coming. Just surprise them with something new. Get away from the safe start. Number 6, jump right in with a story or anecdote. Take us to a place in your book or your speech or your experience just like a scene in a movie. For instance, "Bewildered, I sat on the cold floor wondering what would happen next." Or, "So this is what freedom tastes like," I whispered. "That day, the sun seemed brighter, the sky looked bigger, and the world felt warmer." Number 7, start with a sharp close and a sharp finish. The first 15 and the last 15 words are the most memorable. Number 8, preparation is the key to success. Don't leave anything to chance. Number 9, don't wing it. Practice shows. Number 10, plan on spending 1 hour prepping for every 1 minute on stage. Number 11, you never know who is in the audience. Future clients and maybe even future partners. Number 12, enjoy yourself and smile. Your confidence and warmth will show. 13, be yourself. Audiences can sniff out imposters in nanoseconds. 14, use a style that works for you. For example, I like to overprepare and then rely upon a mental outline instead of a script. 15, if you go with a written script or outline, print it out as a backup. Don't read it off your smartphone, please. And use a comfortable font size. 16, remove any words that don't match your personality and style. 17, make eye contact. Always speak to one person at a time. Instead of trying to speak to the entire audience at once. That is so annoying and people don't engage. Don't sit there and speak to the whole crowd. Speak to one, a whole thought, finish the thought until it's painfully, until it's a little bit painful, and then move on to the next person and give a thought to them. Speak to everybody in the crowd. Number 18, amp up your energy. The audience will tend to reflect your energy. You need to create the mood, the environment. Number 19, don't be afraid to use humor if it's practiced, proven, and low risk. What does this mean? Don't start out your joke by saying, "Hey, this is going to be the funniest thing you've ever heard. Let me share." That's a high risk because it's just intense. You've set it up in a way that you have to deliver. 20, test your microphone before you get on stage. 21, if you move your hands when making gestures, remember the microphone moves away from you and the audience can't hear you. 22, speak from the heart. 23, dress in a way that complements your message. Don't distract, and dress in a style slightly above your audience. Too casual and they don't take you seriously. Too formal and they can't relate. 24, pray. If you know the truth, you already know you're simply just the messenger. And 25, bottom line, be present, have fun, and embody a soul on fire. Guys and gals, this was the 25 tips to help you speak better in public. I'm sure you have a 26. Shoot it in. Make sure you subscribe to this audio blog. Share it. I don't want you to miss a single episode. And remember, as Ferdinand Foch says, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.